This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that a decline in tuberculosis incident is an outcome of India's dedicated and innovative efforts. Commending the country's progress, Modi said in a social media post that through a collective spirit, the government will keep working towards a TB-free India. He added that the government remained steadfast in commitment to creating a TB-free India. According to the World Health Organization, India has recorded a decline of 17.7% in TB incidences from 2015 to 2023. This rate is more than double the global decline of 8.3%. Sharing the information in a social media post yesterday, Health Minister J.P. Nadda emphasized that this acknowledgement reflects India's transformative approach to TB care and control. Indian Space Research Organization has started the country's first analog space mission at Leh in Ladakh, where the space agency will simulate life in an interplanetary habitat. The move assumes significance as India is planning to send a human to the moon in the near future. Analog space missions are test fields in locations on Earth that have physical similarities to the extreme space environments and play a significant role in problem-solving for space flight research. Ladakh has been chosen for such a mission as the geographical features of the area, dry and cold climate, barren land, high-altitude terrain and extreme isolation are considered to closely resemble Martian and lunar landscapes. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta, while inaugurating a multi-sport stadium at Bomdila West Kameng District under the Khelo India project, urged the youth to engage in sports and help deter the drug menace within society. Arunachal Pradesh is one of the most beautiful states in the country, blessed with stunning ecology and immense potential for adventure tourism. Youth may engage with institutes like Nimas, Dirang and pursue adventure tourism courses which can effectively promote tourism in the region, exhorted the Chief Secretary, who was on his maiden tour of West Kameng District. The Gujarat Corps of Indian Army today launched an inspiring national integration tour under Operation Sadbhavana, sending off 15 enthusiastic students and a teacher from Mahabodhi School, Tawang, on a 10-day journey of discovery through Delhi, Agra and Bharatpur. A defense spokesperson said this initiative is set to broaden young minds from Arunachal Pradesh, giving them to experience the spirit of a growing and vibrant Viksit Bharat. The students will explore some of India's most iconic sites, including the breathtaking Taj Mahal, the historic Qutub Minar, the spiritual center of Vrindavan, and the fascinating Nehru Planetarium, to name a few. A cultural competency workshop for healthcare professionals was successfully conducted at Zion Institute of Nursing, Nirjuli, on Saturday by Tribal Health Collaborative Piramal Foundation. The event aimed to enhance the understanding and skills of healthcare professionals in addressing health disparities within tribal communities across India. Dr. Kaling Dabi, Program Manager at Tribal Health Collaborative Piramal Foundation, highlighted the health disparities faced by tribal communities, emphasizing that these are influenced by various cultural and social determinants. The workshop concluded with an interactive session where participants discussed practical strategies to integrate cultural competency into their healthcare practice, ensuring more inclusive and effective service delivery for tribal populations. As part of their relentless efforts to combat drug trafficking, under the Operation Dawn initiative, Bandadeva police on Friday apprehended an interstate drug peddler and seized a significant quantity of suspected heroin from his possession. Naharlagan SP Mihin Gambo on Saturday said that the police team intercepted the scooty-borne peddler at Borum village and apprehended him. During the search, the police recovered a soap case containing a suspected heroin weighing 13.46 grams from him. A case has been registered at Bandadeva PS under Section 21B of the NDPS Act 1985 and the accused Babul Islam was arrested. In cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 25 runs in Mumbai Test, clinching the series 3-0. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.